Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Epic Games' sale of Bandcamp has left the artist-friendly music platform in limbo. Bandcamp workers say they are unable to do their jobs and keep the platform operating after being locked out of critical systems. They're also expecting layoffs. By Caitlin Harrington. After work hours on September 27th, last week, employees of Fortnite maker Epic Games received a calendar invite informing them of a mandatory meeting the next morning, according to an employee who received a message. Just before the surprise all-hands was scheduled to begin, employees of the online record store Bandcamp, which Epic bought in March 2022, received another email, says the worker. Epic was laying off 830 people, around 16% of the company's workforce, and selling Bandcamp to audio licensing company SongTrader. Bandcamp employees were stunned to learn that some of them would not be receiving job offers from SongTrader. That day, the acquisition was announced publicly, and multiple Bandcamp employees say they began losing access to many of the systems needed to do their jobs, leaving the platform operating with limited oversight. A Zoom meeting last week with SongTrader executives, who said they wanted Bandcamp to stay artist-friendly, didn't add much clarity. The platform staff have been told that Bandcamp is in a state of stasis during the transition, Blair says, a situation that has been really destabilizing for the workers. The turmoil at Bandcamp could also be destabilizing for musicians and their fans. Epic's acquisition of Bandcamp last year triggered concern among some artists, music lovers, and industry groups who worried that a uniquely artist-centric platform might change for the worse. Bandcamp, founded in 2007, is beloved by many artists for providing a place where musicians can foster loyal fan communities and receive a generous share of music sales. Bandcamp pays artists 82% of every transaction, while Spotify is widely reported to pay a small fraction of a cent per stream. When SongTrader announced its acquisition last week, the Future of Music Coalition, a musician advocacy nonprofit, posted on X, formerly Twitter, that the company's leaders should do what Bandcamp's fine employees have done for years, seeking constant artist label feedback at every iteration. Don't screw it up. Those employees were not included in Epic's sale of Bandcamp. SongTrader purchased the platform's business and operations, but not its staff, according to Sandy Pope, bargaining director for the Office of Professional Employees International Union, which, since March, has represented 67 out of the 120 Bandcamp workers. Based on its current financials, Bandcamp requires some adjustments to ensure a sustainable and healthy company that can serve its community of artists and fans long into the future, says SongTrader Chief Marketing Officer Lindsay Namiachi. She says the company will be extending job offers to Bandcamp staff over the next few weeks as the sale is finalized. Epic did not respond to a request for comment, but last week posted an email from CEO Tim Sweeney saying laid-off employees would get 6 months of pay and health care along with other benefits. The Bandcamp union faces the prospect of having to start negotiations over again with SongTrader management. Behringer, the Bandcamp software engineer, says that a handful of engineers are still performing the critical tasks needed to keep the site running, but otherwise they can't commit new code. He found a minor bug this week but couldn't access the program he needed to fix it. It's not great timing for Bandcamp to be in stasis. Today is Bandcamp Friday, a monthly event that started during the early days of the COVID pandemic in which the platform waives its usual cut of transactions so that nearly 100% of revenue goes to artists. Traffic typically spikes on those days, hauling in extra money for artists, but some staff are concerned that their inability to perform basic tasks could derail the event, harming fans and artists. None of us are here randomly just because we need a job, says Berenger. We're all here because we love artists and we want to create a space for them to succeed. Namiachi says Epic is committed to running the event as planned, while the sale is finalized, and that SongTrader plans to continue Bandcamp Fridays, as well as maintain the platform's artist-first revenue sharing and its music guide Bandcamp Daily. In an interview with Billboard this week, SongTrader CEO Paul Wiltshire said Bandcamp was a great platform as it is and that there's not a need to change it, adding that the company planned to add new music licensing opportunities for artists. Wiltshire's quoted remarks make no mention of Bandcamp's workers, though. So, of course, we're trying to remind him that employees have a lot to do with what Bandcamp is about, says Pope, the union organizer. Bandcamp's union is demanding that SongTrader offer jobs to all current employees, recognize the union, and continue the negotiations begun with Epic. The union has launched a petition for fans and artists to back those demands. Musicians including psych rocker Damon Krukowski and power pop songster Ted Leo have taken to X to blast out their support. Union members argue that to stay artist first, Bandcamp needs to retain its workers, with their repository of knowledge and their commitment to the site's mission. We want Bandcamp to stay as artist-friendly as possible, says Blair, and we felt that having a seat at the table was the best way to ensure that happened. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.